The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. So back when I first started the show, one of my first podcasts was three cardio workouts to maximize your time and results. And one of those workouts was Hills. If you haven't listened to that episode, you are looking to maximize your cardio to mix things up, I highly recommend it. But I'm giving away one of the three, that is Hill workouts. Now, they are so important, so valuable, so powerful that I decided I needed to do a show just on Hills themselves. And I will tell you why. So this show, 9 reasons you need to do Hills. Now know that in putting together this show, there are so many more. there could be 32 reasons you need to do Hills. But I kind of combined a bunch, and I want these shows to be short yet informative. So you're going to get what you need to know. But my point is, there's so many reasons, to do Hill workouts as part of your health and wellness program. And that goes for the beginner, that goes for the advanced athlete. And as I will talk about, it goes for just about all of the goals. And that is really rare. And that's, again, why it is such a powerful workout. Hills. Now, I know that when I used to coach athletes for triathlons and marathons, especially, and did so through a charity as well, I would often talk about Hill workouts with people from places like Florida, where it's really flat. Arizona, although Arizona has some famous hills, but, you know, they would say, listen, I don't have access to many hills. So we'll talk about that. I get it. And one of the solutions, obviously, would be a treadmill. And that is a perfectly fine alternative to going outside and finding a hill. But know that just about all athletes use them as part of their training. That goes for tennis players. If you've read Andre Agassi's book, he talks about using a hill. His trainer would take him to a hill. They would do hill workouts. One of my favorite football players of all time, Walter Payton, would do hill workouts in the offseason especially, and attributed, you know, so much of his success, and I think staying injury-free, to those being part of his workout. Now, again, many of you are not professional athletes, couldn't care less about that, but it does not matter. It does not matter. They are still for you. And I will tell you why. Quick break. When we come back, at least 9 reasons you need to do Hills. We'll be right back.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I often talk about how my job is essentially threefold: helping you get the greatest results in the shortest amount of time with the least likelihood of injury. Before I even get into that, let me just vent for a short moment. I was just watching an Instagram video from a fitness person who was talking about things trainers don't tell you. And this person actually didn't tell you anything that trainers didn't tell you, but went off on strength training and just really kind of diminished the value of cardio. Kept saying cardio, you know, that it, as many fitness people do, it's all about the vanity. It's about building muscle, and that's great. But as I will say over and over again, your heart, kind of the most important muscle. So cardio and strength training should be a part of your plan. It's not one or the other. It's both. Five components of fitness, right? Five components. Cardio, strength, flexibility, all important. Body composition, and the variations thereof. All right, so hills. Now, it does not matter, as I started the show by saying, what your goals are. Hills are for you. And let's just get right into it. Number one reason to start us off, in no particular order, is they're free. Free is good. Free is good. If you have a hill near your house, you're good to go. You're good to go. I remember back when I was running with clients outdoors, and I would go to their house and we would go out for runs. And whenever I would go to a client's house for the first time and see the hills that they had around their house, some one in particular, like brutal, brutal hill just to get to and from the driveway, in and out. And I would say, you are so fortunate. They'd go, why? And I'd say, because you have this built-in, free, incredible training device of sorts for you. So they're free. You don't have to buy anything if you have hills near your house. Now, if you don't, you can also use stairs.
I'm going to throw that. So if you're someone who has access to, you know, an arena type place, or I know some people have used even department stores, that's an alternative. But by and large, most people have a hill somewhere near you, right? And if you don't, if it's a little bit away, that's also a great reason to get in the car and to mix up your routine. Far too often, we go out from our door if we're doing outdoor workouts. We get kind of bored with that. So oftentimes, I will drive not particularly far to get access to a different hill, a different routine, and that is powerfully important to staying motivated as well, right? But they're free. Find a hill, you're good to go. Number two, and this is super important as always, they're simple. They're simple. You know, when I think of hills, I think of push-ups and planks and squats and lunges, bodyweight exercises that I've done so many shows about that are part of my routine and have been since I first started and will be till I'm finished. Because simple works. You know, far too often in this social media, Instagram world, I open up accounts and I see, yes, they're creative. Fitness people putting 19 different movements together. And that's okay for some to some degree. But at a certain point in time, you start to lose what you're setting out to do with creativity. And sometimes that's making it too difficult. And oftentimes you're just taking the focus off of the muscles that you're actually trying to work. So simple is not a bad thing. Simple is good. So running up and down a hill, you don't need an instruction manual. Although at the end of the show, I'm going to give you a simple breakdown of a hill routine that you should do and can do. And I've given it probably a couple times before, and there's many ways to modify it, but I'm going to give you. So you say, Tom, tell me what to do. I'm going to do that. All right, at the end of the show. So simple is good. Simple is always good. And simple does not mean not effective. Don't ever make that mistake when it comes to planks and push-ups and things like that. I mean, that is one of the critiques I have had and criticisms over the years, and I'll take it, that my stuff's too basic, too simple. Well, guess what? It works. It's about doing it consistently. Excessive moderation, right? Number three, you can do it whether you're a walker or a runner. So back to those of you who are truly starting out and maybe have either a significant amount of weight to lose, or you're just starting a program for the first time, or maybe you're coming back from an injury, any of those things. You can do these while walking or running. And I have written and contributed to so many articles back when there were magazines. I did it then in the magazines, fitness magazines, and now on the websites. How to mix up your walking routine. And I always throw hills in there. So it doesn't matter. If you are an elite marathon runner, you are most likely already doing this. And if you're not, you should. And by the way, I'm going to give you just one study for this. Most of it self-explanatory, but a pretty interesting and powerful study that just talks about performance. I'll do that at the end as well. But that's exciting. So if you're a walker or a runner, if you're a walker, and there's so many walkers, it's the number one form of exercise. So if you're walking, and you're not seeing maybe the results you want, you've seen them at the start, and you want to mix it up, you want to get more out of that walk, that's why you throw hills in there. And by the way, you're not going to do hills every time. I don't want you to do them every time. For me, it's once a week. Once a week. So I'm mixing it up. I'm doing hills, and back to the three cardio workouts to maximize your time and results podcast I did way back when. You're going to do some steady state for endurance. These are three basic. There's others. But you're going to do hills, you're going to do speed, and you're going to do endurance if that's one of your goals, is to mix it up. And again, that applies to walking as well. That applies to walking as well. So your longer workouts, you're just going to walk. Low level on a scale of 1 to 10, a 4, a 5 maybe. And that's when you say, I'm going out for an hour, I'm going out for 90 minutes or 45 minutes, whatever it is, okay? And then other days you're going to do hills. And then other days you can throw in some speed intervals. You burn more calories if that's the goal, weight loss, For most people, that is. Maintain the weight. You're going to stay interested. You're going to mix it up. And it's just great variations. You're going to keep your body guessing. You're going to keep seeing results. Number four, everybody has access. So back, kind of connected to number one, it's free. And that's huge. So you don't have to belong to a gym. You just need to find an incline, whatever that is for you, wherever you are. Now, I threw this one in because if you're the opposite, if you say, I don't have hills around me, I live in a really flat place and it's way too far to drive to get a hill that I can truly exercise on and work out around, well, then you can get a treadmill or you can do it at the gym. So that is a valid alternative. And it is a great way to mix up your treadmill workouts if you're doing it at home. It gets boring, the dreadmill, as we call it. So this is such a great way to add variety to your treadmill workouts. And that goes for you walkers as well. And let me say this, this is very important, when you do your hills on a treadmill, you are not allowed to hold on to the display. You are almost negating the reason and the value of the incline. The whole point is to have it challenging and to be natural, to be swinging your arms naturally. So if you have to hold on to the display or even the side rails is different, I should say. If that's for balance, you know, maybe you are coming back from an injury, that's different. If it's for balance purposes, you want to lightly put your fingers there for safety, that's okay. But when it's because it's too fast and too steep, not okay. And that's really, really important. I see that all the time. Okay. The goal is to have that challenge on your heart, on your legs. And when you hold on, you're negating the whole point in the hill. Okay. I don't care how fast you're going. It is infinitely better to slow it down, to lower that incline, and use your natural walking or running motion. Okay. Number five, they are perfect. Perfect for short workouts. Perfect for short workouts. And I will give you one that I do. So I am fortunate in that there are many different hills around where I live. So I can pick and choose. And by and large, I will do a short 5 to 10 minute run, jog to one of them, and then spend, again, at the end, I will give you different variations on this, but for the most part, about 10 minutes running up and down, and then the same 5 to 10 minute return home. And it can be even shorter than that. So if you did a 5 minute warm up to that hill, 10 minutes on the hill, and again, I will give you more specifics shortly, and that same 5 minute home, 20 minutes. That is a really powerful 20 minutes. And the same holds true with walking. You walk to that hill 5 minutes, you power walk up it, you recover coming down, you do that for 10 minutes, then easy on the way home to recover. 20 minutes. So that is one of the great ways to maximize a short workout. On the weekends, maybe you're like, you know, I want to go out with my family, friends, a training partner, my dogs, and I'm going to go longer. That's your endurance day. But maybe you have that day where you say, I have 20 minutes. Not only, see how I didn't say only? Can't say only. I have 20 minutes. I want to maximize these 20 minutes. And so you do your hills. And that's one way I always look at workouts. Unless you're totally planning them out, and even that, you know, you plan out your week, things happen, get in the way, but you wake up, you go, okay, I got 20 minutes. That's what you're going to do. Or it's one of your options. Number six, super important. If you do them outdoors, that's really fun. And I've talked about on other podcasts, the value of, as they call it, green exercise. When you exercise outdoors, studies are strong in showing you enjoy it more, you do it longer, and you're more likely to do it again. Those are three really powerful things when it comes to health and wellness. You enjoy it more, you do it longer, and you're more likely to do it again. So sure, you can do it inside on the treadmill. And you can mix it up, by the way, if you have a treadmill at home or you do go to the gym, a phenomenal way to add even more variation to your routine. Some days you do the hills on the treadmill, some days you do them outside, whether that's at home, at the gym, whatever you do. Okay, but taking it outdoors, it makes it fun. Fun. You know, if you're a music person, you throw on that, those headphones, you get out there and you just enjoy it. All right. Number seven, and I love this. They are great for kids. Now, I've talked about my boys often. They're now 11 and 14. 11 and 14. And they play a bunch of sports. And, you know, a topic for another show, and I have done a couple on it. You know, yes, your kids, in my opinion, should be doing some exercise. Much of it is way too advanced and too soon, and especially in the group setting. So let me just preface it with that and then say that if you have younger kids who need to exercise, need to maybe get stronger for sports, hills. Hills. And it is a phenomenal way to use that word for like the fifth time in this show, but I get excited about these topics to spend time with your kids and to exercise with them. So when I talk about going to that hill myself and running up and down it, oftentimes I bring my kids. I bring my kids. My youngest son, he is incapable of running up that hill without laughing. It's an awesome time. He's incapable of running up a hill without laughing. He loves it. So it is natural, you know, the question about strength training for kids, how early, how much, how many reps, how much weight. Running up and down a hill, no question, that's okay. That's okay for the vast, vast majority of people. Always say that as well. But you can do it with your kids, regardless of what sport, even if they're not doing a sport, it is a great way to keep them healthy, to keep them active, and to spend quality time with your kids. Such a great answer. And I've thrown that out when, you know, I've had many people over the years ask me to train their kids and just don't do that. And I say, go out and run hills with your kids. That's one of my go-to responses for people who are looking to have their kids exercise. And what a great way to be a great role model when you do it with them. Just know that if they're really strong, you got to come up with your excuses before too and cheat. My Nantucket camp, we talk about how cheating is encouraged. It's a topic for another show as well. But again, kids, phenomenal. Number six reason to do it is that you can do it with your kids or sit there and coach them. If that's, you know, if you can't do it, you're injured or something like that, sit there and you know, encourage them, be their coach. Number eight. It's built in high intensity interval training. So I did that show back with Dr. Olson talking about high intensity interval training. If you haven't listened to that show and you're interested in it, she is one of the best. Dr. Michelle Olson, been around forever. I've interviewed her on numerous shows that I've had over the years. But many people still, you're like, what the heck is interval training? And then you go, okay, I understand what it is, but how do I do it? Okay, there's a button on this piece of cardio machine, but how do I do it? Running hills, and the study will back this up in a very interesting way. Running hills is one of the greatest, simplest ways to do your interval training with no thought whatsoever. So back to number two, when I talked about simple and how powerful simple can be, part of the reason is this, is that when you do speed work, you got to run fast or you got to turn up that treadmill and you go, how fast can I go? And it's just, you know, you're never quite sure. Can I go faster? Is this too fast? Is it too slow? How long do I go? When you run up a hill, it's self-selecting. In other words, you do what you can do and your heart rate goes up. And that is so powerful. So when you have absolutely no idea how to do high intensity interval training, but you want to raise and lower your heart rate, thoughtless. You don't have to think. You just have to move. And I've talked about one of the greatest events, races I have ever done, participated in, was the Run to the Sun on Maui. Doesn't exist anymore. It was a 36-mile run from sea level to the 10,000-foot summit of Mount Haleakala. And it was switchbacks. And, you know, it sounds crazy and great. People go, oh, my gosh. Well, listen, yeah, sure, it was challenging. But what I learned running up a volcano is you can only run as fast as you can run. Altitude nearly killed me. That's a totally different topic. But you just run and you slow down when you can. And that is one amazing aspect of using hills for your training, is your heart rate goes up. And when you get closer to the top of that hill, you either have it or you don't. And you slow down, but you don't have to press a button and you don't have to worry about the duration. You know, I'll give you the workout at the end, but oftentimes you'll say, you'll pick that hill. And then for me, it's a mailbox or a tree. Sometimes it's by time, but oftentimes I'll first time it out and then I'll see what land marker is there. So I got to run up to that mailbox and then easy back down. So that's all I got to think about. Run up to that mailbox. And I'll talk about intensity when I talk about the workout as well. All right? All right, we got one more. Then I'm going to talk about the study, and then I'm going to give you that workout. Talking all about hills. Could not say phenomenal more, because that's it is that powerful to me, and it should be to you as well. A tool when it comes to exercise to just make you as healthy as can be. And when we talk about vanity, sanity, and living longer, hits all three of those. Final break, we'll be right back.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. and what's next. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nine reasons you need to do Hills. We did eight. I could do eight more, kind of folded a couple into the first eight. And finally, number nine, and this kind of leads into the study I'll talk about, it builds functional strength. So it's strength training built in. And that's, you go, it's hitting everything. You're burning calories. You're strengthening your heart. If weight loss is your goal, you're maximizing that cardio time. If you want to quote unquote tone your lower body, it's helping that. If you want to strengthen your lower body, if you're a runner, running injuries, so common. You got to do your strength training, but one of the most functional types of strength training for runners or triathletes or any athlete for that matter, and that's why Andre Agassi and Walter Payton and so many others do these workouts, is you're also strengthening the muscles of your lower body and your core, by the way. You're strengthening muscles. Functional strength. You know, over the years, I've started to have an issue with the term functional strength. I believe all strength is functional. But that being said, if I'm running up and down a hill and getting cardio and doing a natural motion running, then I'm going to use that term. So for runners who, many runners, many triathletes, oh, such a debate. Does strength training improve performance? Have not done that show, have done that lecture innumerable times, articles as well. Yes. And actually, the study will show that as well. So functional strength, you're getting strength training as well. Your knees, the muscles around your knees, I should say, your hips, your quads, your thighs, your glutes, your calves. I'm always amazed when, if I take a little time off from a hill workout, hill workouts, or change it around enough that you do that workout, you go, okay, that was hard. But then you wake up the next morning and you go, wow, my glutes. You feel it. You feel it in a good way. You go, oh, those muscles, I got some strength work out of that. So it is functional strength as well. All right. One great study. Great study. Here's the study. It was the International Journal, or is the International Journal of Sports Medicine, August 2016. Title, Incline Treadmill Interval Training, Short versus Long Bouts and the Effects on Distance Running Performance. Now, again, even though this is about performance, it applies to everyone listening, regardless of your goals. All right, so basically three groups of runners, and some runners were running on the treadmill and they were doing two hill workouts a week, running up an incline. Others were doing speed work, so doing faster repetitions, but on level ground. And then the third group just did their typical runs. They did this for 6 weeks. And the result, 6 weeks of hills, the group that did hills, it boosted their top speed. They got faster and it allowed them to sustain it 32% longer. So it made them faster and it increased their endurance. Okay, one of the reasons when you do uphill intervals, it's going to increase something known as your lactate threshold. That means you're burning, basically, did the whole show on lactic acid, less at the same pace, and you're better able to buffer the lactic acid as well. Okay, and the interesting thing is that, of course, the faster intervals did this as well, but you don't have to go as fast to get the same benefit. Now, let me just say that I'm not a huge fan of going to the track. Those hurt me more. I'm going to admit it full out. I got the friends who love track workouts. I'm just not that angry. It's not my mindset. That's another reason I love hills. So you don't have to go as fast, but your heart rate goes up. So you are getting the benefit. I call it speed work. It is a type of speed work, but without the speed. And speed work, the faster you go, the more likely you are to, you know, injure something, pull a muscle. So tiny bit safer, a little safer to do the hills. it's hard to go too fast up a hill, especially when it's steep, all right? And finally, when you run up hills, it asks more. It's more challenging on your muscles. That goes back to the functional strength part. And also your nerves. So it's those connections between the mind and the muscle, it's helping speed up those connections and make those connections. So it's helping you become more explosive, kind of a plyometric aspect to it. And so that helps with running economy. Topic for another show for you higher level endurance athletes, but just know that when you run hills, research has shown it helps to improve your running economy. You are going to go faster because it requires less energy. You are becoming more efficient. And that is a huge goal of most athletes, is to become more efficient. Triathletes, runners, whatever. All right, so that is another humongous benefit of these hill workouts. All right, so there you go. There's nothing missing from that. Whatever your goals are, throw me at a goal, and one of those nine reasons, or several, is going to help answer that goal. Time. You don't have a lot of time? Shorter workouts, more efficient. I want to be faster. I want to improve sports performance. It's going to do that. I want to vary my routine. There you go. I mean, it's all there. I want to help prevent injury. Strength training, functional strength training, natural. I want to strengthen my heart. I want to live longer. Again, so many people, interval training, they understand the walking, great for you. And listen, you can walk steady state all day long, and that is going to be great for you, especially if you're just starting out, if you have a lot of weight to lose. You don't want to do too much. And walking up and down a hill, power walking up and down a hill, just a phenomenal, number seven, way to do that. All right. What's the hill workout? So I kind of alluded to it already, but let me give you a little bit more specifics. So 5 to 10 minute warm up to the hill. You can go longer if you want, but you don't have to. Listen, you could do 20 minutes, 30 minutes. If you're doing an hour walk, let's go on the longer side, then you throw this in the middle or towards the end, at least. You want to be warmed up. So 5 to 10 would be, you know, the lower side for the shorter workouts, but you could go longer. Then start out with just 30 seconds. So a pretty steep hill. Doesn't have to be super steep, but it's got to have an incline to it. And again, the incline is going to make a difference, but let's say moderately steep to be, you know, all-inclusive here. And 30 seconds. So I want you to, if you're walking, I want you to power walk up that hill, pumping your arms, natural movement, 30 seconds. And figure out what that landmark is. Is it a telephone pole if you're outside? Is it a mailbox, as I said? Is it a rock, a driveway, whatever? Then I want you to go back down super slow, 60 seconds. I want you to really take your time to recover. And if you get down to the bottom and you've still got a little time, walk around a little bit more, recover. And I want you to do that 4 times. That's how you start. You don't have to do an incredibly crazy number. So if you do 4, 30 seconds up, 60 seconds down, it's going to take 6 minutes. And then you do that 5 to 10 minute walk home. There you go. 20 minutes, a little bit more. Now, if you want to do more and you're you know, going to throw them in at the later stages of a longer walk or run, perfect. Over time, build up. So if you start with 4, which is a great number to start with, every week you can do 1 more. So do them once a week. Second week, do 5. Third week, do 6 and build up. Build up to about 8 to 10. If you do 10 and you do 30 seconds up, 60 seconds down, that's 15 total minutes. It's not that long. And finally, what I want you to try to do is spread them out. In racing, performance training, we talk about burning matches and you want one left, right? You want to build up with each one. So start out easier. Especially if you're doing more, if you're doing 8 to 10, ideally you want each one to be a tiny bit faster if you can. Now, oftentimes you get to those last couple and they'll be slower. That's okay. That's oftentimes how it's going to be. but don't go up too fast. Don't start out of the gate, you know, and then have nothing left is the point. So try to spread it out. Try to make that last one your best. But it doesn't have to be all out and can't be for most people, for each and every one. On a scale of 1 to 10, you want them to be between a 7 and a 10. 7 and a 9 for many people. 10 for the last one. All right, so 5 to 10 minute warm-up, 30 seconds up, 60 seconds down. Do it 4 to 10 times. You can do this on the treadmill at home. Crank up that incline, 30 seconds. Bring it back down 60. When you're on a treadmill, it takes a little time for that incline to come back down. And so that makes it even easier for the 60 seconds. And walk. So I want, this is where you get out of the gray zone. That's how we're going to finish this up. This is not a gray zone workout. So when you go up the hill, I want you to be challenging. When you go down the hill, I want it to be super easy. Stay out of that gray zone. Challenging, easy. Challenging, easy. And that's how it works. All right. Hope you enjoyed that. I love my hills. I apologize for all the phenomenals. Couldn't help it. Couldn't help it. Get too excited. Too powerful. And one reason I'm injury free at 51, having done a lot of exercise and racing, are hills. One of the many things. So use them as I do to just have your best life. Thank you so much for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Please rate the show if you have not. Shame on you. Rate the show. It takes 1 second. If there's a place to leave comments, I would appreciate that. Let me know what you think. Tom H. Fit is my Instagram and Twitter if you want to reach out there. And listen, so many people are reaching out, giving me great ideas for shows, asking questions. So do not hesitate to do that. I love it. And everything ends up in a show. It's all good. There are no dumb questions. Please subscribe to the show as well. And thank you for listening. I truly, truly appreciate it. I love my job. I have the greatest job in the world, helping people look better, feel better, and live longer. No better product than that. And remember, there are three things we all control: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. And that is awesome. I'm Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.